Guardians of the Hall. You adventurers stayed out after sunset in the small farming village of Meyerfield, hoping to encounter the ghosts which have been terrorizing the small village.
You see these forms that are illuminated by light shooting through the wheat, and then one tries to dart into the house right in front of you, and it is repelled by, like, some force on the door.
You fought the spirits, and almost lost Hans and Franz in the battle. Fortunately, his brother was there with some quick healing hands to make sure he didn't slip away.
Yeah, I see the thing, like, grab into him and pull out his life, and I'm like, brother, no!
I use the healer's kit to stabilize him from my healer's feat, which also regains him to one hit point.
This is not your time to roll. You still have work to do. Get off the ground.
Rowan had this strange feeling that they should go check out the wheat fields, looking for more spirits or a sign of where they came from.
Something strange happened. I feel like we need to go into the wheat. I don't know how to explain why.
Let's go tell the others then.
Oh, okay.
But the party decided to rest for the night, in hopes to look through the wheat in the morning in the safety of daylight.
Rowan! Luna! Going back to the tavern!
So Hans and Franz is going to put his brother, help his brother to his room, and then go back down to the
common.
Hans and Franz will sit down and be like, brother, lift my foot up. Off my boot to you.
Oh God.
Like, take off my shoes. The more like, kind of fucking with his brother.
Yeah. Take my shoes off.
I'm assuming
he just like punches the side of your shoe.
No! Take your own shoes off.
So I'm assuming this is something that we've done to each other in the past. But brother,
look, you died. You almost died. I brought you back. You're fine. Go to bed.
And as he like gets the door, like, brother.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Follow me when you ever had to. You're always there for me. I appreciate it. I want you to know that.
I will follow you to the grave.
Please don't.
But I will always bring you back.
Not for two more levels.
It's more like four more levels.
And yeah. You said you leave the room and go down to the common room.
Yeah.
Is there a window in our room?
Yeah, there's a window.
Okay, so Rowan would probably just stare out the window with the wheat.
Scanning.
Children of the corn.
Children of the corn.
Children of the corn.
Make a perception check.
Okay.
Did you say perception?
Well,
perception.
That's super complicated.
Cocked.
Cocked.
That was
cocked.
Hey, I think I have plus two, so that's a dirty 20.
20?
Yep.
You watch the wheat for as long as your sister lets you before she gets concerned.
Which is like right away.
Not long.
She goes to sleep and he just continues to stay anyway.
Are you doing this before she goes to bed or after?
After.
Okay. Well, we'll say you watch and you just see the wheat blowing in the breeze. You watch the moonlight shining over it. It's really peaceful, but like, you don't see any more ghosts or anything.
Okay.
I'm assuming we get a full night's rest?
Yeah.
Yay!
Does anyone have anything else they want to do?
I think after a little while, Rowan would try and sneak out of the room and just go sit in the common room and work on his carvings.
Alright.
I'd probably see, depending on how
well. It wouldn't have been long.
20 minutes or so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then definitely you get down there, and Hans and Franz is sitting at the bar, just kind of like big tankard of ale, and just kind of staring into it, and like swishing it around.
The innkeeper's giving you free drinks because you got rid of by the way.
What's the innkeeper's name?
The innkeeper's name is, Saudi is the man, and
like Saudi?
Saudi.
Sadi.
Sadi.
S-A-D-I? Yes.
D. S-A-D-I.
Like getting
me.
And his wife's name is Egna.
Egna or Egna?
Egna.
E-G-G?
Yes. E-G-E-N-A, yeah. Egna.
Like, you want an egg? Nah. It's been a long week, okay?
That's fine. No, that's fine.
It's Andrew questioning my name.
But yeah, no, he's got like
big old Stein.
And he's just like, you know, swish it around, make eye contact with Sadi and take a big drink.
Ron walks over and grabs a seat next to him. Hello, Pons and Franz.
Hello, Rowan.
How are you?
My brother almost died tonight.
Yes,
I was right next to him.
That's very unfortunate. I hope that everything is okay.
Well, sort of. I was out of magic. Had I not been so skilled in medicine, I couldn't have done nothing had he died. The ghost would have taken, and I would have had to watch.
That is very scary. I know I feel the same way whenever Nora is in trouble. I want to protect her.
You call her sister, yes?
Correct.
You and I are of the same blood.
Correct.
You know, we have something similar where I come from.
What is that?
All the children, the same age, are raised together in their craft. I, the child of the forge, of the bee, and those who felt the connection to the bee and the forge, were raised alongside me. We do not have blood relation, but my brother, he had the path of the horse, following our mother, leadership, fate. We were not raised together, though we were scarcely ever apart. If I lost my brother tonight, I do not know what I would do.
We would have done whatever we could to help you. I hope you know that by now.
I know. But you were down the street taking care of Nora.
That is true.
And there are priorities.
Family always comes first.
Indeed. Indeed.
That is what I was always taught.
Your connection to the land intrigues us. My brother said that you had spirits back home that were angry?
Not angry. There are spirits.
Takes a big drink.
I suppose there are some that are angry, but mostly they are kind and gentle.
Mostly?
Mostly. The ones that we see on a regular basis.
From what my brother tells me is that you two left your home because of the spirits around your village being upset, being unhappy, being restless.
There are some who believe that the spirits control the trees, and I suppose that I can understand the irony, being that I am mostly a tree. But as far as I know, our main purpose is to help get money for Papa, because the trees are sick.
And you think money will fix this?
Well, if we get him money, he can go to White Tree, get the things that he needs to help he and Mama live on a day-to-day basis.
What about the forest? Isn't it dying?
There's not much that we can do currently to help that we know of.
Are you not from the forest?
I don't know exactly where I am from. As I said in the baths, Papa made me to protect Nora.
where would he get the lumber to make a man out of wood?
I was never told this. I do not know.
Do you know what sort of trees are around your village?
Making nature check?
17.
It's pretty good. You know, obviously there were rowan trees, like what your name shares your name. There's oak trees. There are massive pine-like trees that are a little closer to the mountains. There's also more unique plants that are trees from the Fey realm that don't necessarily have a straight-up equivalent.
I leave those out.
Yeah. There's oak trees. There's just a bunch of different types of trees. Birch trees, all sorts. There's a variety.
It's a very large forest.
By your bark and your foliage, I would imagine you know what tree matches yourself.
It would make the most sense that I am from the Rowan tree, as that is what Papa chose as my name.
Now, do you know if the Rowan trees around your village have any magic, have any spirits of their own?
I suppose it could be said that since some people believe that spirits live in the trees, that spirits could live in the Rowan trees as well. But I do not know for certain if that is how I am here.
Which is very interesting.
Indeed.
Because we have many amazing things in the Vendire, but no plants have ever walked, have ever talked among the other peoples.
I have been told that I am rather special. And at the same time, I have been told that I'm not supposed to be here because I just don't make sense.
Well, you know, Roland, where I am from, where I've seen, many things do not make sense. But it's the things that don't make sense that are the keys to what we do not understand.
That is very wise.
You, a child of the Rowan trees, a child of this town of which you cannot speak, a town which is dying, a forest which is dying. You are that forest. I believe perhaps this is the ale drinking, thinking, talking.
He takes another drink. Big one, just like spills over his cheeks a little bit.
You, perhaps, are the key to saving your forest. But you need a stronger soul.
And he like he leans over and he touches that hole that you kind of carved for the token.
It's currently got it.
And he locked in place. He just kind of pokes next to that, like where a human heart would be.
Yep.
He just pokes that.
Your soul needs to be stronger.
I had never thought about it that way. Perhaps you are right.
There's something special about you. You are unique. You are something that people do not understand. But by that merit, you were probably the thing that will save your forest.
I will have to think about this.
Just like my brother is the one who will save the Vendire. And that is why I drink this ale. And I sit here and I ponder what I would do without him. Because if he is not here, the Vendire will die.
You sure have given me a lot to think about, Hans and Franz.
Don't throw your life away. Make sure you protect Nora.
That is my main goal in life.
Yeah, but I see the anger. Watched it. Just like my brother. You have anger. You need to know when to use it. If you go violently, that is how it will end. So be careful. And be calm. For Nora's sake, and for your village.
And he drinks the last of his ale, slams the tankard and slides it away, and just kind of gets up and goes up to his room.
Rowan sits there for a little bit and turns back to the windows, just looks out at the weed. Not looking for anything, just looks at it.
Okay.
He's thinking.
Right.
And then after a little while, he goes back up and sits next to Nora's bed.
Do you, like, creep like a tree when you walk? I'm like, this is what I'm like, for a while, like, is it like the Ents in Lord of the Rings where when you walk, they're like, oh, and they kind of like...
No, you I'm, have
I'm,
dexterity
I'm
bonus.
Only, it's very low. I have plus one.
Okay, it's above average stealth, so you probably don't automatically creep.
And I'm still pretty young.
Yeah. And you're just
and I mean he's also like he's jointed. He's not just like limbs that just like magically do this. It, like he's actually built to be like jointed and stuff.
Yeah.
So
I would say just a mix of the natural and the constructed.
He makes a bit of noise just naturally because he's a big person.
I would say it's probably heavy. More like clunks.
Yeah,
on the
like
floor
heavy footprints. Like somebody wearing heavy armor.
Yeah.
But I'm wearing two peg legs.
Yeah. So, but I don't creak yet.
Is there anything else for the night?
No.
Rest.
Sleeping. Lots of it.
All right. You guys have a late morning. It's just...
I'm assuming we're going to get a late dose.
Yeah. It's a little... You sleep in a bit because it was a rough night.
I mean, Hans and, my Hans and Franz still gets up. You know, crack of dawn, and we'll probably go, if there is one, find the forge here.
There's a blacksmith, but it's it's like halfway across the town, so you have to walk.
I mean,
it's only a mile to walk, so it's
he'll
like
jog around,
yeah.
You know,
get
and
his,
then
get his morning workout in.
Well, contrary to Andrew's Hans and Franz, my Hans and Franz doesn't do like a whole lot of stuff.
The forge keeps him.
Yeah. Like his bulk, the bulk of him is from the forge.
Yep.
But he jogs. He doesn't skip leg day. He just doesn't have to worry about arm day so much as his brother does.
Mm-hmm. And
so he'll jog around and probably like pick up the sound of the hammer on the anvil. At some point during that jog and go over to and you know go over to the forge and kind of make small talk with the smith if he's in an agreeable mood.
I was pretty happy because there wasn't ghosts anymore last night.
And he'll one thing he's interested in is, like, any sort of... And I would imagine this is something that he's done throughout the years, is look for a little signs of the Vendaya in the craftsman.
Okay, make a perception check.
Perception will be 16.
You don't see anything for the Vendaya. It looks like he has another little shrine in there, but this one has a forged stone on it. What is the
anvil?
The anvil.
Forged stone.
It has an anvil on it. It has an anvil on it and a hammer.
Wow.
A mallet.
I didn't know if there's a special name.
You know that swing thing you use to hit stuff?
Yeah.
is this a symbol he's seen around?
Yes. You know it's for the southern god of the forge.
What's the name of that god?
Tactus.
Tactus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's the name of the dude.
You saw it in your book. Yeah, you saw it in your book.
Well, it's the title of the book. Tactus.
Yeah, from Tactus to the Arcane.
To the Fae.
Yeah.
Tactus to the Fae.
Yeah.
At least that's what I wrote down here.
Enchanting weapons
through
divine,
Arcane Divine. Okay.
Anything else?
I would, well, being that he's got Tactus in the Smith, I would ask him if he's ever made any magical weapons. Assuming it's a male, I'm sorry.
It is a guy. He's like in his mid-30s, and he's like, no, maybe one day though, maybe one day.
Is that something that Smiths which follow Tactus are want to do?
Get down, cat. I feel like most craftsmen, even whether they follow Tactus or somebody else, always like, or no deity wants to craft a magical weapon.
How do they usually go about it?
I don't really know. I've never tried or had any knowledge. My predecessor, my father, didn't know how to enchant magical weapons, so.
Hmm. Thank you. Thank you for your time. And, may the forge bless you and the bee keep you.
Thank you.
Continue jogging. And just kind of do a lap around the town back to the inn.
Okay. What are the rest of you guys doing in the morning?
Nora is waiting downstairs for Andrew's Hans and Franz to come down.
Okay. Rowan and Una, Rowan first, what are you doing?
I'd be working on the harp down in the common room.
Okay. Una, what are you doing?
Hey, Nora. So yesterday you said you've been a horse before. Can you change into other animals too?
Dick.
Yeah.
I can change into a lot of things, actually. Can you change into a bird by chance?
Mm-hmm.
Because I was wondering, how long can you be a bird?
You cannot actually be a bird.
Well, oh wait, no, I can't be a bird yet.
She can't.
Yeah, I can breathe. Yeah, I just can't.
You can be a penguin.
Yeah, I could be a penguin.
You can be a bird. You just can't fly.
Yeah, you can't fly.
Yeah, a bird that has no flying speed.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Seen. I don't have that.
Yes, it has to be an animal she has seen or studied. So
I would have studied birds. I just can't fly anywhere yet.
Yeah,
I haven't learned how to fly.
Yeah,
I believe I can fly. But I can stay like that for about an hour. But you can't be a bird.
No, well, I can be a bird, I just can't fly. I haven't learned how to do the flapping yet.
It's very complicated.
Believe me, I've tried.
Breaking heart. Well, what animals do you know that are pretty quick and observant?
Quick and observant?
What ones would probably be the...
Wolves have keen perception.
Yeah, they have keen perception. They're pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. What about them dire squirrels?
Probably not the best in perception
on
that one.
That's too high of a CR.
Yeah, and I can't do a dire squirrel yet.
Maybe.
So my question is, maybe we should go look at the Wii and maybe do like a grid, but if you can turn into something that can cover more area, because I'm assuming bathroom. But I'm
then you can
see
whatever you want.
Yeah. I'm assuming you can cover the whole field by yourself in an hour. But no.
As a field is.
Yeah, well, I'm curious how big, like, if we each took, like, a section and maybe give her, like, two sections as a walk.
Yeah, we could probably cover more area.
Wolves have 50 feet around.
Yeah.
Also, they've got keen scent.
That's
keen scent.
Yeah.
Right. Well, they have keen smell and hearing.
So,
yeah,
but
they can hear stuff too.
It's kind of just getting that weird vibe, maybe seeing if like they did dig up something
right.
on accident.
The horse might be better because he's taller.
Yeah, but I guess
yeah, but like the smell that might be
the
key.
Like the rotting, like
there's no bodies.
Well, it's the rotting wheat from where these might be coming from, like
yeah,
something.
Easy to see,
I guess.
Though,
yeah. Well, and that's just it. So have us go do a field, but have maybe give her a little bit more.
Yeah.
And see if we can find like a rotting patch, something.
But like being the wolf, you move 50 feet around, which will, you know, that's actually pretty quick to cover a large
yeah.
area.
So yeah. I guess Una would ask her to do that. And then once everyone kind of got back, maybe, so have everybody take like a grid of a field and slowly kind of look and like smell for necrotic, like something like wheat dying.
Sure.
Like, just kind of see if there's something that might be affecting
sure.
the field, something coming from something, or if it's further away.
Okay.
If it's coming from the wheat, I guess that's what Udo
I
would
actually probably be a panther.
They have more movement.
They have 50, or they have 50 rather than 40 mm-hmm. on their speed,
and
they still have advantage on perception checks.
Okay.
Where'd you find panthers? Studying like books.
Yeah,
yeah
I study books.
She has
I know.
Background, so she would know. She's seen. Just,
I've seen a lot of animals.
And
books.
We did take her to
she
the pool.
Yeah, and
yeah,
we did go to the zoo
it,
too. So and I wrote a lot
yeah.
of stuff down.
Because blizzard beasts are basically fey panthers.
Yeah.
Oh. We just call them
swamp panthers.
Swamp panthers. Bit on the nose, but who might have said?
So if. Once everyone yeah. said that, would be Una's idea
yeah.
to everybody. Like, would
yeah.
you guys be okay with doing that?
You wanted to talk to Andrew's character. Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
So
yes.
That's okay. So that's before.
Yeah, you guys can go before.
How
do
you
look when you come down? You look normal again?
Yeah,
like,
he looks like
pretty.
He slept off whatever the
okay.
Yeah, probably a little sweaty just from, you know, getting over that. Yeah.
Natural muscle.
He hasn't worked out yet.
No.
But I mean, that's unless you stop him. Like he plans on going out and really pushing himself pretty hard.
Are you back yet, honey, or no?
I would imagine I'd be back. Yeah, back to the inn.
If you look like you're like on a mission, she will not stop you.
The innkeeper will though
okay.
briefly and say, "Oh, here. Now that you're all down here and you paid, I have a box for you.
For me?
For all of you.
Oh,
your merchant friend.
Are
like
they
going to
do their thing?
Oh.
Or did he?
This is
anything?
The.
Well, she said she wasn't going to stop.
No,
me.
I'm not
well,
just
like,
on a mission.
Like, it's not that I mean, he looks like he normally would in the morning.
Yeah.
Like, to you, he looks just.
Oh, okay.
Like, he's just like.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll just wait until
yeah.
after the innkeeper.
The innkeeper specifically
talking.
Stops me. Like,
yeah.
Because you specifically were the one who paid him, and he's like, this is for you. This is left by your merchant friend, Song, and he, like goes and he pulls out like a little box or a box from behind the counter and he sets it on the table and then he hands you back 12 silver and he's like, here, he paid for your room and he wanted me to give you this.
Oh.
Thank you.
We have things!
You have things.
Oh, wow.
All right. And
did,
wait, there's
did
a box.
He write these?
Steve wrote these.
Oh,
I have not read these yet, so I have no idea what's in them.
Oh, man, that's dangerous.
But there's a box, and then there's two letters on top of it. One of them is addressed to Hans and Franz, Rowan, and Nora, and one is addressed specifically to Una. You will get to read yours, but I'm going to do a charisma check. First of all, is there a volunteer to read this letter aloud? Okay.
Oh, wait.
Do you guys want? Who wants to go first out of the two of you?
I think Una should go first.
No, you guys should go first.
No, I think Una should go first.
Okay. So it says, "Dear Una, your kindness is something that is not often found in the world by those that don't blend into the masses of society. I truly thank you for the conversation and the company that you shared with me during our brief travel. There is a severe shortage of pleasant words from a beautiful lady in the world. So I thank you for letting mine not be found wanting. Your eagerness to learn my music is very flattering, and so I'd like to leave you something. I leave you a flute that I've been working on for many years. It is something I will never reproduce, so know that this is one of a kind.
And you look in the box, like you kind of stop reading it and you like open the box, and there's some other stuff, but you look around and you don't really see like a flute, but you do see a wad of paper that is all tied together, and you kind of pick it up and look at it, and it's sheet music that is wrapped around a scroll case that looks like, you can't read music, but you're gonna guess it's the song. But for the flute.
That's awesome.
Okay. I hope you enjoyed it. I've also included. So he didn't leave me the flute?
He did.
Okay.
The
so flute.
Inside the scroll.
It's inside
and,
the scroll.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I hope you enjoyed it. And I've enclosed the sheet music that I used to learn the song from when I was younger. Explains the sheet music.
Yeah.
May it guide your hand and let you find your own voice in the symphony that we will call life. If I am fortunate, perhaps I may meet you again. Take my song, and with it may you sing. Song Boxwood.
Aww.
P.S. I think you make an adorable kangaroo.
Oh, damn it, Steve. That's smooth.
Here,
I'm
going to
take
good.
A picture of it.
That was
so
adorable.
Cute.
Oh my god.
I love props. I do too. Nothing out of it. Oh, yours is 2 pages.
That's adorable. So I have a custom flute. I wonder what it looks like.
You pull it out and you see that it is a flute that is made of wood, and it is got some very fine, beautiful engraving in it. It kind of looks similar to the Celtic ruins that, well, they're not Celtic ruins, the Fae ruins that are carved into Rowan. Some of them look similar.
I'm so excited.
You give it a little, are you going to give it a little?
Oh yeah, I would probably definitely like pull in sheet music and then play the song and try to teach yourself how to play.
You try. And then cutting to the other letter.
Hello friends. Wanted to take the time to write a letter of thanks for the escort on our way to Meyerfield. If you had not accepted the contract, I would not be sitting here today. I would forever be grateful for you taking the chance to help a humble merchant. I'd also like to take this time to offer you each a gift. The token of my gratitude, as I believe that good people and good deeds should not be, or should be rewarded. I was like, should not be rewarded? Fuck you! I'm sure he stole it.
No, he said read it in your Hans and Franz.
He did?
Yeah, he specifically said, he's like, if Slim Josh Lyle? And Andrew read it, he's like, they have to read it in voice.
Oh,
he's not here.
I mean, if you don't want to do it, I'll do it.
You don't want to read it. I offered
it. That's just giving you the chance.
To Hans and Franz, in my travels, I've heard many a story about individuals chasing destiny or shaping the world around them. I have this feeling that you two are such individuals, and that your actions will lead you to such a future. The necklaces I've enclosed are a pair of a symbol of ancient origin that speaks of two brothers that, when separated, had the power to overcome. That when separated? Had the power to overcome any obstacle, but when together, they could shape the very fabric of fate. Take these and remember that the actions carry with them the ripples of change.
You look in the box and you pull out a small leather pouch, and inside it is a necklace that is on a silver chain, and the actual necklace itself is made out of silver, and it is these very finely woven, like, it looks like four petals, and then inside looks like the roots of a tree that are overlapping it and everything. And kind of intertwining around, and you're kind of looking at it, you're like, this is one necklace, but you can see that there's actually two chains on it, and you're touching like the fine silver, and you're like, oh no, I broke it, and then you realize it separates into two individual pieces for you to both wear. So you just get half of a necklace.
Yeah, right up at the beach. Brother, look what you left us.
Wow.
Where is Yad? Does anybody see him?
He left us.
They just told
out.
Me that he left.
He left an hour ago. It was the first sunrise.
I know. I was just paying attention.
Rowan, this one's addressed to us.
Oh.
This one's for you.
Yeah.
To Rowan, you are something quite special. I think I can say that with somewhat of an understanding, even though I feel I pale greatly in comparison to you, my friend. I can see the spark of creation in you, and that is also something that I can relate to. I ask you that you nurture that ability, and always strive to leave your mark on the world. If you would accept them, I have left the engraving tools that I received from my father when I first started my trade. May these serve you well and allow you to truly begin leaving your mark on the world.
Inside, sweet. You have a package. It's a little small, compact wooden box. It looks very worn by time. And you open it and you find some very well kept, but they are used. Like, you can see the grooves and stuff from just the time and handling. You can tell that they were used a lot, they have legacy and stuff. They're very nice carving tools.
I'm making fun of Steve.
They're wood carving.
It's like every pretty girl just leaves like a flute. this is only one of its kind. Here you go. It's like the same. Look, I've only got one trick, all right?
He is a bard.
That's not Steve's style.
And then to me. Kindred spirit and knowledge in reading. You remind me of myself when I began reading. Enamored by the written word, you search for answers and then more questions to answer. I would like to offer you something that I found comfort in when I was younger. There is a book of tale and myth that I would like to leave for you. I would like for you to have. Perhaps you might find something of interest in the pages, or if not, then may it give you the means to lose yourself to a story. And has done so for me many times. Fortune and favor to you, my friends. Song Boxwood.
Aww. And you see the last thing in the box is a bound leather book. And open it up, you see it is a collection of fairy tales.
Oh, Nora just takes the book and just hugs it really closely. And just like instantly is just going through the pages, but very carefully, not rip it.
Oh, you kind of see it looks a little worn. Actually, make a perception check.
Thank you. 10.
That's okay. You kind of you're like squeezing it and you're hiking it and you kind of like flip it open or just flipping through. And like a feather falls out from one of the pages that was like a bookmark.
Aww. She just looks at the feather and feels all giddy inside.
Yeah, some socks feathers.
So, I'm proficient in carpenter's tools and now I also have engraver's tools.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hans and Franz would probably, his half of the necklace. Did you separate them?
Yeah, they're separate.
He would probably, hold it in his hand, grab the pearl that he keeps with him, and just take some time at breakfast to pray for knowledge. To see if this is any sort of magic around it.
If you're using it kind of as the identify spell, it doesn't have any magic, but you can tell that the silver quality that was used to make it is pure enough that you could enchant it.
Okay.
Like, it's a base material, or if you wanted to enchant it over time, you could.
Sure.
Nora and Rowan make perception checks on that necklace.
Yeah, six.
18.
Okay. You recognize it from your village specifically. You know that it is a fae symbol, and it specifically is a ward of like protection, but also strength. So, that's what
it means. It fits you guys really well.
You tell us that?
No. Not unless you
have. No, not for me. I don't have any reason to.
Keep it secrets.
I'll take it and I'll. You said it's on a silver chain?
Uh-huh.
Is it, like, just looped through the chain where I can take the chain off?
You can take the chain off.
Okay. I'll take the chain off and put the chain just in my bag or whatever. And I'll take the... How big is it?
It's not too big. It's probably, like, less than an inch.
Like the size of your necklace there? Like
it's about less than an inch. Inch and a half. Width and diameter for the half piece. So yeah, it's not very big, and it's pretty lightweight, so.
I'll start working on grading it.
I figured you would put it in your hair.
Question.
Answer.
This, the necklaces, is it like the image for protection is on one half and the image for a shrink no, is on the other half?
No, it means the same thing.
Okay, they're
just trying to... It's like double dragons.
Yeah.
Hey, old travelers, and well met. Thank you for listening to our podcast. This is a totally new experience for all of us, and we're glad that you're here with us. Our story lives in many places, but all of them lead back to Patreon. Full episodes of our podcast are released every 2 weeks on our Patreon for subscribers only, and half episodes of our sessions are available weekly on YouTube and wherever you find podcasts starting the following week. So, if you hate waiting, subscribe to us on Patreon for early access. If you like the show, consider sharing it on Twitter using hashtag TheWesterVerse. You can also follow us all over other social media accounts named TheWesterVerse for updates and other RPG-related content. That about wraps it up for our shameless plugs. Now, onward, adventurers!
And on this screen...
But after I, you know, put it in, like, towards the back of my hair.
Put it in?
I will have my brother redo the bigger braids in the front.
Okay.
Because he knows that there's a good chance for battle today.
Brother, braid my hair.
Brother.
Can we have a braiding party?
No, I'm staring at him for taking your line. Sorry.
Brother, I believe today we will see combat. Spend a while when we do this one. I mean, it'd be 2 days in a row, brother.
He starts working on the braid.
Actually, he'd like to wait because he's more like braid and stuff.
Well, I do think. Does Una ask if you can do a braiding party?
Yeah.
The front ones are for my brother. It's a ritual. But you can do one back here if you want to put this into it.
No, my brother, I think she was asking who.
Oh no, I can do my own. Una will nearly never have her hair out of her braid. Like, it just, because her hair is so long, it takes her so long to undo even half of it. So she constantly has the three braids on each side going into that braided mohawk just because there's so much hair.
Sure.
So it's rare for her. And like, maybe bathing, she takes it out. Special occasion, she may take it out, but for the most part, it's usually in that solid braid, just because it's so long.
You can do mine though if you want.
Una's totally gonna go over and start breathing. Nora usually has her usual braid, so I'll just let you do whatever you want.
Okay.
Whatever you want.
Oh,
she does not care.
Una's gonna sit and breathe, and I'm gonna send you a picture, Lizzie, of what she's gonna do.
What Nora looks like.
as we were kind of like eating whatever breakfast.
You may be eating, but I'm breathing.
Well, I'm sure it doesn't take us that long. We don't keep it really long. But actually, as the braids come out, you can see that, like, there's two big chunks of hair that are longer than the rest of his hair. Just.
Because of the braids.
Your hair's pretty long, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what she's gonna try to do.
Wonderful.
Wow.
Oh, that's so pretty.
So I will send it to you so you can attach it.
Can you describe it for the listeners?
So it's basically like...
Jesus.
So from the front back, it's like just like a basket braid all the way down. It just completely enwraps her entire head in like what looks to be like a four-piece braid. Braided together. We will post a picture.
In between, Nora is druid crafting little flowers and just handing them back to her to put into her own hair. Oh, like Rapunzel style.
Yeah. For the next like 2 hours, while you guys do that.
In between all of that, while he is braiding your hair, Nora will slide your book back to you was borrowing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for letting me borrow it.
No problem. I have another one if you want it.
Oh, that would be great. Maybe after I finish the one that Song gave me.
No problem. I'll put that one back in my bag. But whenever, was there anything else?
No.
Okay.
Una's now content for 2.5 hours.
So whenever my brother finishes my hair, he'll clasp on the shoulder and like longer than normally would, just kinda like and like give you a good
like is it open arm or is it cross arm?
He'd like, cause he'd like get up and go turn. Right?
Sure, cross arm.
His left, like facing you, left arm to left
shoulder.
Right, left. Yeah, cross the body.
Well, not across body, cause I'd be like kind of going past you as I'm like getting into.
Oh, sure, yeah. On your way out.
Yeah, and he just kind of like give him a good squeeze, and was like, thanks, brother.
Yeah.
Yep.
That kind of reassuring, like, I'm really glad that you're there for me.
Yeah. Since it sounds like you guys were talking about like stuff to do later, and you obviously look busy with hair. Hans and Franz goes. Is there a river running through here?
No, there's no river.
Before he leaves, you'd ask the barkeep if they have baths. Hey, dickface. That's how I dress the innkeeper. Hey, dickface.
Shit, I was gonna cut that and I gotta keep it.
We have a little bit of a washroom here you can use if you want. It's got some water and everything. Spring water might be a little chilly, but you know, I can have my wife heat it up for you if you want.
No, cold is good. And he's gonna go out, go for a run.
Okay. It's a really nice day today. Like, it's sunny, the weather is in the mid... The weather is, like, upper 70s today, and there's a pleasant breeze, and it's just a very nice... It looks like it's gonna be a beautiful day.
But no, he goes for, like, a long run. Kind of, like, proving to himself that, like...
Still got it?
I still got it.
Yeah.
And, like, at some point... Somewhere, if he finds like some big stones, he would do some like actual lifting, and he would probably need like a short rest of his bed, just from like how hard he's gonna push himself.
And then he goes and bathes.
Yeah, and then he would get back and probably like sit in the cold water for a long time, kind of ice his body. So like you guys would see it when he gets back, like he's pretty dirty just from like lifting stones or whatever. Clothes are not. Tattered or anything, like they're dirty as well. And he would just go back, and on his way back, he asked the innkeeper to like, you know, get lunch or if he like if he's got food or whatever.
Yeah, it's probably. Let me think. You guys probably woke up just a little after sunup. I know you were up a little early, Josh. That's probably like 9 or 10 in the morning when he's got like some stuff left over for breakfast if you want. Because by the time they're done braiding their hair.
Yeah.
And everything, so
like a good hard 2 hour workout.
Yeah.
And then come back, maybe sit in the bathroom.
Probably for at least 45 minutes
or a half hour or so. And then
eat. Okay. So it actually probably be a little closer to like 10 or 10:30, 11. So yeah.
Okay. Get out, put on some clean clothes, get dressed.
Okay. Walk the fields.
We wanna walk the fields?
Well, it sounded like when you talked to Father Mary?
Mary,
last night, that they're coming from the north, possibly from the bog. I don't know if that's true. I have no idea.
Well, do we want to, like, kind of fan out and then, like, go through the fields and then head towards the bog?
Just go west and then go north?
We could go to the bog or check the field. It's up to you.
But yeah, we can go west and then go north.
Yeah.
I would like to check the field.
So if we just go straight west and then kind of fan out in the fields going north?
Sure, you can do that.
Okay. We want to split up.
Do you want to go into your panther form for
this? I can do that.
Let's go!
If we fan out and stick together,
like,
that would probably be best.
A good 50 feet in between us?
We could probably cover the field fairly quickly.
I mean, I guess I don't know, like, is this, like, acres and acres? Yeah.
Yeah. It's like...
So,
this is like
we could probably
belt.
Cover
part, this is the farming
part of the field fairly quickly.
it would probably, if you guys were going to cover all the fields, it would probably take, like, all day.
How about fields on the way to the bog?
On the way to the bog?
Like, the area
probably...
in which the ghost came out of.
You didn't really see where they came out of other than around the building area.
Okay, so kind of there and then going towards
and then go
direction.
West from there or go towards the bottom.
Northwest?
Yeah, okay.
Northwest from
it
the
probably is like a 20 to 30 minute walk outside northwest of town before you can hit the fog.
Okay, then go through the fields that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That works for everybody.
Yeah. Yes.
Make perception checks. Since you're in kitty form, do you get advantage?
Yeah, she does.
Yeah!
Oh. Whoa. That's bad. Una, see shit.
My tackle,
can I get advantage on these?
15.
Well,
that didn't really help much.
Ah, you see everything.
9, but half of is 14.
Okay.
23 for Hans and Kron.
Okay.
Yeah, Una sees none. She's just like, she's entertained and now she's just worried about like, Nora's braid. Like,
yeah,
like, stays in. Like, yeah.
Okay.
Really? Can
what's
I
your pass? Your pass
that she's
15?
In a panther form? Like, when she gets out of panther form?
Half of is 14.
Okay.
So, like,
all right.
Now Una's just worried, wondering if she like wasted her time doing her hair because she turned into a panther and doesn't know if it's gonna stay when she comes back. Like, she just spent 2.5 hours on her hair and then she immediately turned into a cat.
It's just like your siblings that would do this.
Yeah. Like, oh.
Wait, actually.
I she doesn't know. Like,
yeah, she
Una
has no idea
know
if it stays around.
If it stays or not. So. Because Una's never seen her transform before.
No, yeah. For her, yes. Your sisters. Theirs would usually come undone, but that's because they would, like, go
yes.
roughhousing. And
yep.
you almost think they did it on purpose just to agree with
yeah.
them.
So.
And when Nora transforms, she's not running around in the
yeah.
field. She's just, like,
yeah.
walking
yeah.
normally.
She's
yeah. All right. Just
so
getting
basically, you guys spend probably,
most of the day.
It's only 20 minutes. It's only a 20-minute walk from the to the boss. So, like, you run into some farmers in the field. Very happy. You also run into Father Neris and, or Father Neri and the sheriff out there as well, kind of like talking with, like, it looks like they're talking with the villagers, seeing if they're having any issues with, like, the harvest or, like, there's any other signs of things. They wave at you guys as you go by.
Una would talk to the farmers
okay.
and see if, I guess, ask the farmers if they've seen spots that look like the crop isn't coming in well, or if they've went an area and then, like, all of a sudden the crop is dead. Like,
yeah.
Signs of necromancy
sure.
stuff.
Give me a
charisma
check? Yeah, charisma. Both of you can get either one of you can roll with advantage, or you can both roll separate persuasion checks.
How charismatic are you?
37.
Okay, then it's all you. I rolled, but
yeah.
you have to roll
yeah.
too.
So what is it?
Roll me a persuasion check or a general charisma check. Are you trained in charisma?
23.
Oh.
Damn.
Yeah.
9.
Mr. Paladin. You actually do a little too well where you have to kind of pull back from conversations. Like, there's descriptions of, like, oh, there's this one patch where there's a bunch of gophers and stuff. They don't need little fuckers, but, you know. My cousin Fred saw them and he said they bit him and then the toe was never the same after, but, like, basically, I'm talking to about, like, 10, 15 of these farmers, like, you don't really get a sense that, like, they've seen anything supernatural other than ghosts. And there's been a couple of them who are like, oh no, yeah, I saw a ghost and I fought it off. But you're like,
did
you really?
Did you?
Bitch,
did you really?
Please. Like, but you're being pretty, like, you know, you're.
Sure, Jan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do it. Keep going then.
Okay.
Yep.
You guys walk? Because talking to people, it took you a little bit longer, so I'm about to say 40 minutes. You guys are walking, and you can kind of see the land continues to decline a bit more, even here. Like, there were fields, but there's just a slight decline over time, and eventually, like, you come across, the land texture starts changing. Like, there's not really a lot of wheat. It looks like it's thinning out a bit, and there's clusters of trees and the ground gets soft and you can see the road, instead of keep going straight, it ends up curving west and it looks like it curves for miles around this landscape. And before you stretched, how far distances can the human eye see without, like, with the ground being relatively flat or a little bit of an ocean? Miles.
16 miles
okay.
by the curvature
yeah.
of the earth.
You can probably tell that this bog is at least 10 miles wide, and like at least 5 to 6 miles deep going north.
Are there any
well, we wouldn't be able to see
that?
How deep it goes unless we were above it.
Okay, yeah, it goes 10. It looks like it goes.
There's
a lot of
trees.
Yeah, it goes. Yeah. It's
wait,
massive.
Unless we get like a hill or whatever.
There's not too many, because this is more of a natural farming area, there's not too many big hills around here. You kind of find one that isn't massive, like they're not as tall as the hills kind of around where you crossed the bandits earlier, but there's a little bit of a vantage point, and it looks like the bog goes for miles. There's trees and shrubs, and then it looks like there's pockets of water, and it just looks like a bog.
Are there any paths by chance?
Make a survival check.
Oh, I got this! 21.
You think that you can kind of see, like, it looks reasonably safe to walk across.
A 21? That's pretty
good. That's pretty good.
Hey, reasonable is just good enough for
that's
Una.
Is a good roll, but the bogs are still very like.
Oh yeah, treacherous, I'm sure.
Basically, in my head, these bogs like it's 10 miles, but because of the curves, the water, and just trying to find steady places to step, where you don't kind of step into like a pit, it's essentially difficult movement. So like crossing it is going to take double.
So we see like. We see a river coming out of here.
Do you have some?
No.
Usually rivers.
No.
No. As a ranger, I thought there was something. If it's a favorite strain.
Make a survival check.
Oh.
I assume this is not a coast though.
14.
It doesn't look like there's a river necessarily here. It looks more like this used to be like a lake with a glacier over it that eventually melted and formed this
like
type of
log. Big rocks and stuff.
Yeah.
Like big boulders.
Yeah.
Let's go. We would start walking in towards
the
swamp.
We go.
Alright. We would start kind of maybe...
What are you looking for?
I guess past maybe like structures that might be there or like something man-made. Stone markers maybe.
Okay.
Something non-natural. Maybe signs of necrotic, I guess, would be what Una would be looking for.
Yeah, since so... Hans and Franz... You know, where we grew up and so that, like, if there's water, there's love. So there's a lot of things that are gonna be alive.
Yeah.
So if there's anything that, yeah, dead spots.
Yeah.
If we find trees that are unnaturally dead, seem unnatural, so it's all right.
Okay.
Rotting bunny rabbits.
Rotting bunny rabbits.
He would.
I guess, yeah, that's what Una's looking for, I guess, because that's where this kind of came from. So, okay.
Make survival checks.
One? Or
yeah,
both of us?
Both of you can make survival checks.
18.
Okay. How long are you guys going to spend out here? Like,
four or five hours.
Four to five hours?
At least, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you've not even, like,
you find
it's only
near dark.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. You guys are out there probably through, like, the... late mid-afternoon. It is very difficult to get through, like, Luna, because you rolled pretty well for your survival, you're able to make sure that nobody necessarily steps into, like, a pocket, but there are still even some close calls where you're like, I thought that was safe, but it wasn't. But there's not really any sort of, you did a survival check. You're looking for undead and everything, like,
man-made structures, like tomb markers, unnaturally dead vegetation, animals.
No.
Just kind of looking and seeing if I see something that doesn't belong.
No, it looks like there is a regular ecosystem here that has been undisturbed.
How much of the area can we observe? Like,
if it's triple,
like,
yeah, you can
four. I guess.
Yeah,
I
probably about a fourth if you spend 4 to 5 hours traversing.
And nothing. This whole time, nothing.
Nothing out of the ordinary, like undead. Nothing undead. It looks like there's regular life here or anything like that. It does not look like there is.
We don't see any structures.
Nope, there's no structures out here.
There's any trees that...
There's a bunch of random times you run into clusters of trees and more like divots and stuff where there's more pools of water and rock, but none of them look like... None of them are unnatural. They look like they're just part of...
Well, like, I mean, like, just dead trees.
Through the fields! We're going to it. Statistically, I guess there's probably like some dead trees. Yeah, like ones that got struck by lightning and like...
A tree that's dead and at like just looking over if like the grass in the area is dead.
Oh.
If there's any like dead animals around it. That kind of stuff.
No, the most trees that you think are, that you see are dead is because they just ran out of like area, like without, before they got flooded
naturally
out.
Dead.
Yeah, naturally dead. There's nothing unnatural about anything. No necromancy, no signs of anything like that.
If he didn't see any, if he did see anything, he'd get close and pop off the nonsense.
Yeah, there's nothing.
To the fields?
To the fields.
Yeah, so.
Well, we are
work
in the
our
fields.
Way back. You know, we're in the back.
Well, we are in the fields.
But.
For like.
Yeah.
20 minutes past the through.
We didn't do the whole
thing. I thought we did a pretty good search of it. That was the whole point of going out there.
We only did 20. We went from the town and we hit up like the edge of the field towards the bar. And
what?
So now we
I
just
thought
hit,
we were
like,
going to go straight west to the field and then north.
I mean,
that would probably be like 6 hours then.
Okay.
Which you can do.
Yeah. That would be
fine. That's what I thought we were doing.
Yeah.
With, like, I'm not as interested in the bog anymore if Rowan's got some.
No.
Feeling about, so yeah, kind of just
wheat.
Do.
There's something in the wheat.
Well, maybe let's go to the bog first, and then down to the wheat. Maybe since that's what we said, then we'll just go down to the wheat. Then,
yeah,
no.
Just go down to the wheat.
Checking the fields. Yeah. The rest
make
of the time.
Make perception checks or survival checks.
Oh, I like that.
Natural 20. Hey, same.
Hey. 21.
24.
Which one's better?
24. All right.
They're both plus two.
16.
Hey.
You all rolled so well.
Oh, 23.
You guys find a lot of different spots in the wheat. You even find the gopher patch that Fred's cousin was talking about. Or Fred was talking about. I can't remember if I said Fred or Fred's cousin.
This is his cousin.
Okay. Fred's cousin was talking about.
Yeah. Fred was telling us that his cousin found the gopher hole.
Yeah.
And got bit by it.
Yep.
It's
a mimic.
It's a mimic.
A mimic hole.
Nope. But you guys don't find anything. There's no sign of undead. There's no sign of anything like
what?
A corruption. Especially for
it?
You two. Okay. So you guys probably all woke up at 7. You had your breakfast, you did your hair braiding, you got your gifts, and you did your workout. So we'll say 10 o'clock, 10:30, you ate and went out into the fields. And now you've been out in the fields and in the bog for like 6 hours, so it's
that's
like
something.
4 o'clock.
Or like 5 or 6.
4, yeah. So 5 or 6 before we come back.
Because like
well, no,
we took a half an hour walking up there.
Talking.
So and then we talked for a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'd say
like
yeah,
four
it's about
five,
4 or 5,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's getting close to 10.
Do we want to camp out here and see if more ghosts come before we head back to Bayon? Just stay one more night, just in case.
I mean, there's something going on here.
Yeah, but Una, you were meeting someone tomorrow night.
Well, it only takes a day to get back to Bayon.
It takes 8 hours.
Yeah.
So if nothing comes up tonight, we get up early and leave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
we need to have horses. Day.
We should probably get a cart, though, because we're pretty heavy. We're reaching the max of what our horses can carry. And all this gear is kind of heavy.
Yeah,
we'll
go back
at the
end.
Hang
on a minute.
Because we have about 150 pounds in just gear, and you guys are pushing the max for a horse. Personally, with all your current gear that you're carrying. So, we should probably get a cart.
I
got
you.
If that's okay with
everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
So, Uno will probably spend a little time today trying to see if she can buy a cart.
Since we killed the ghost and all, we should maybe get a hero's discount.
Right.
Big drive. I mean...
Well, let's do that in the morning?
Yeah, we should probably do it tonight to make sure that we actually have one. So, I mean, because it's 5-6.
Yeah.
So try to get one tonight so that way we can pack up what we can and then just leave right away in the morning so we get there in time for Una.
I'll leave a cart full of goods, just...
Well, at least get the cart. Make sure that there's one available for us to take tomorrow.
I didn't know if we wanted to go all the way back to town.
No.
I mean, we could
if
just
if you guys left now, you probably would make it back, like, at...
Go to the cart and back to the field, though. That's it.
Yeah, you probably, you would get back late, but you could feasibly make it to Faye tonight and get back around, like...
No, the town.
Meyerfield.
Like, we're gonna basically camp out in the middle of the field and see where the ghosts come from.
Sure.
So, do we want to go back to town to do that and then come back to the spot, or just stay at the spot?
Well, it's an interesting point. Me and Marilla were on our way back to town. The ghosts were in front of us. They came out of the wheat.
At that point.
In front of us, like... Right there, the edge of town.
Yeah. So I'm wondering, I guess, with that area, we're in town, basically straight, I guess you said it was west of that, is kind of where Una would kind of try to find an area to camp out.
Okay, yeah, you can do that.
Still kind of ish close to town. Like,
I don't know if we need to leave the town. Right at sunset is when those ghosts came out, right on the edge of town.
But did they just, were they in the wheat? Or did they just, yeah.
We saw them, but they appeared from the wheat.
Exactly. Like,
they didn't come from out of the field where we could watch them coming.
100 feet is what I was thinking. Not miles, but like 100 feet from that edge.
Not even that.
Maybe.
Yeah, we were right there. We saw them just pop up. Like, right there at the edge.
No, we saw them go through the field from here.
How far did we see them go through the field, Lizzie?
Not very.
Like 100 feet?
Yeah, like 100 feet. 150. It was not much.
But like, so we literally did just watch them just...
They appeared from the field. You did not see them come from like the north, like the block area. It came from the field.
Yeah. Right.
So, and then just, you know, I think that we should be 50 feet in from the wheat. Do 50, 60, 70, and then 80.
Is there,
maybe,
like, a miller's place?
A miller's place?
Someone to grind the wheat?
Yeah, sure.
Is it a... It's maybe either probably a horse or donkey driven, or is it a windmill?
It's a windmill, and it's on the map of the city. Let me look.
Is that where the ghosts are coming from?
Well, let's try and get a view from above.
Sure.
I mean, because the houses are protected.
Yeah.
So we don't worry about the houses.
Yeah.
It's...
My question is, everything. I guess Boone is where it would be if there is a windmill if we're too far away.
Too far away from what? Probably the houses are protected.
That's true.
Everyone's afraid to be out of the house.
That's all of it, unless I think that we got them all. Because they saw three, and now three are dead.
Father Mary said... He was gonna keep the blessing up and make sure that they knew.
I guess, and there's still that phantom horse from around here, too.
I mean, we don't know if that's real.
That seems more like an ale story.
The windmill is on the southeast part, or the southwest part of town.
Southwest?
Yeah, southwest.
How far away is it from? How far away is it from that point that the ghost came out of?
Like almost the complete opposite end of the town. You saw it on your way in.
Is that was the northwest corner?
Yeah.
So, is there like a business that isn't also a house, like the Smith or something, on that side of the street, that side of the town, where we could like
get on top
of the roof,
or is there anything like a large
the keep
tree.
Is probably your best bet, however, but that's
what I'm talking about. Right where the ghost troll, something right along.
Like,
there.
Can we sit on top of somebody's roof, or is it like that roof and we just can't really sit on it?
Well, there's I'm trying to think.
Are there any other?
Meyerfield doesn't really have, except for the windmill, the temple, the keep, there's not really more than like a 2-story building.
That's fine.
Which
would be taller than the wheat.
Probably from where you're at, you would have to be over here, and it would be the inn or the temple. Those are the two tallest. And
well,
those are
like,
all the way over.
But even the 2-story, could we climb on top of one of the
Yeah, you could go ask
story.
The innkeeper if you could stay.
Well, but something on the side.
No, there's nothing on that side that's tall.
That's a story tall. I mean,
oh, a story tall?
Yeah, even if it's just tall. Oh,
sure. We just want to be above the
climb. Wheat, well, the wheat is 4 feet tall.
And a house is.
Yeah, so I can easily see over.
Yeah, you can see over.
Yeah, so yeah.
Yeah, it's all
we
want to
get
that
a little higher.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. Yes, you can go knock on somebody's house and. Like,
well, like, what is the smithy on that side?
I don't remember what I said earlier. If it was on either side.
I don't think
you
said.
Okay.
Really
yeah,
say.
The smith's on that side. Just to expedite, we can get on the goddamn roof and look over the wheat.
Okay.
We're going to the smith's to sit on the roof, look over the wheat. Does somebody want to be in
weird
the field?
Look, but yeah.
I'll be in the field.
I'll be
yeah.
in the field.
That's I'll be
not
in the
a
field
good idea.
Too.
Let's all stay together up here.
Okay.
Una's not very good at climbing.
That's fine. It's a story. I can pick you up and put you up there.
Yeah, but how do you get down?
You jump
down.
Down.
You down.
If he picks you up, he puts you down.
Yeah, but that takes a whole turn. Like that.
Got it.
I didn't
you have a
ball.
You don't need to be down there anyway.
Where you can ride me, I climb.
Did I get it to come out your nose?
No.
I'm pretty sure she's actually pretty adept at climbing, since she's very acrobatic. So
it's all about
athletics.
I mean, climbing's athletics.
It's all about athletics, girl.
Una's still pretty okay at athletics. So,
yeah,
she even
do the Outlander background. Yeah. So you guys are gonna post up there for the night.
Yeah.
Okay.
Watch the spirits come in
from the other side.
No, from the same side.
Oh, yeah.
From the west side.
Do we want to see if we can get a cart tonight? I guess that's what Una.
Well, yeah, when we get back to town.
Yeah. So
yeah.
Since we're going to Smithy, Una was gonna try to see if she can find a cart to purchase.
Sure.
I don't even know how much cart is.
Kilt's
like,
telling you to. He's like, I don't know. What does he have?
I think from when I was a DM and had my character buy a cart, I think a normal cart actually runs around like 300 gold.
Yeah, actually buying it.
Expensive.
Yeah, actually buying another horse would probably be cheaper.
Well, we'd have to buy two horses.
No.
She doesn't have a horse because she rode on the cart last
time. Yeah, but you
no,
two can you two can both fit on.
No, I rode on the extra horse.
Her?
No,
no
you were
we
the cart.
Another extra horse for her.
Yes.
The player's handbook, a cart is 15 gold.
What? Oh, well then yeah, you can get a cart.
What?
You like a carrot.
I mean, we
expensive.
Have horses.
Maybe that's what it
was.
So,
yeah,
we
you
want
can get
a
cart.
Wagon, it's 35 gold.
You can get a cart.
Do we want to do a wagon? If they have a wagon, I guess if they have a wagon, we'll try to get a wagon. Because we might get more things, and a wagon's gonna be able to fit more. Because we could look to see where the
car would carry a lot.
But so would a wagon.
I mean, a cart's like the size of this thing.
Wouldn't it just gonna buy a wagon?
There's no wagon. It's just a cart.
Okay.
I was like, what do they have?
Wouldn't it buy a cart?
It's,
it makes sense. As
yeah,
like
it's
a farming
village. I was like, roll.
So 10 or 15?
It's 15.
15. Yeah.
So you guys
post up on a roof.
Post up on a roof. Are you guys gonna sleep at all tonight, or are you gonna
probably stay up until we see ghosts? I guess that's what Una would do.
I would stay up for like an hour or so.
Yeah.
I mean, we could take
shifts
if
you
wanted to, like stay until it gets dark and bedtime, and then take shifts.
It was
nice
out.
Yeah,
just sleep. Who has dark vision? Is it
I
me and you?
Okay. Yep. Just you two.
So then Una would. You
would
probably take first watch. Una would take middle, and then
they'd
take
third. When my brother goes up, I'd start tossing pebbles up to him.
It's a light.
Yes, yeah, so like when it's our turn, it's our turn to watch.
We just
light,
like
just
light chuck.
Well, you guys would be
light,
in the morning.
Chuck.
Because they would go first. Then Una would go in the middle because she has dark vision, and then
well,
you guys would
be
last.
Dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Ron will be on constant sentry anyway, even when he's resting.
Okay.
Yeah.
First hour goes by, nothing. You guys break up into your watches, nothing. It's just another beautiful night. Moon's out.
Hmm.
Third watch, nothing.
Hmm.
Dawn rises, nothing.
I'll go check with Father Neri. Knock on the temple door. Mm-hmm.
You did actually see him, like, go on patrol last night a bit, like, walk for the first bit of sundown and stuff.
Sure.
But then after, like, 2 hours of that, he did go back and do some stuff.
Yeah.
Looks super elated that, like, there's no more ghosts. At least they didn't come last night, I should say.
Father Nary.
Yes.
These ghosts, do they show up every night?
Yes.
Huh. But you said that at one point there were five of them.
No, there were five. There were five people that died. There's only ever three spirits that I saw.
I mean, what do you make of this? We've dealt with the necromancers in the past, but never ghosts.
I've never personally encountered them, but I know when I studied the Temple of Ilios, that the undead are very tricky, and they come into being for different reasons. And as far as I know, ghosts are usually not specifically caused by a necromancer. It could be anything from just unrest, a bad death, a spirit, unfinished business.
They said they have to work in a field their whole life and then die.
But then they would have came up before now.
Unless they did anyone die. But then you would have recognized it.
Yeah,
that's true.
I think three people dead and then three spirits showing up would be a bit on the nose.
Come on, no.
No, there hasn't been any deaths recently. I mean, there's occasional farm accidents, but we haven't really had. It's been a good summer. Like, nobody's died from the village.
Missing?
No, nobody from our village has gone missing.
You have any word from whatever the next village up north is?
Bogfield?
Bogton.
No, I haven't heard anything. This whole area was the worrisome one because we had ghosts, but it's only been for a month. I don't really know what to make of it. I'm going to write my, perhaps you could actually take a letter back with me to, if you're going back to Faden, could you take a letter to, the temple for me?
Of course.
I want to write up, a report and send my notes to Temple of Helios and,
Well, it sounds like we're going to be leaving. Mm-hmm. I mean, grab some breakfast and hit the road because
the ghosts don't show up.
Don't let your guard down, though.
I won't. I still keep blessing the houses, and just because it's over, I want somebody who's more experienced with specific undead to come out and investigate this, because it is still very alarming.
If anything does happen before this person makes their way out, send word to the guild hall and Fey, and we're there, we'll try and do something.
That's only 8-hour trips, and we do have mail coming through every few days, so yes, I will contact you.
I don't know if you're able to do it, but some people use some sort of magic mail service.
We don't have the ability. We don't have that in Fane yet. I could always ask. I suppose Lord Eris might. I could ask him if he would let me send
there. Is your lord? Is your lord a magic user?
Not that I've ever seen him use magic. He doesn't have any Fey ancestry like his.
And why do you think he has a way of magically sending a message?
Well, Norm, it's his cousin. I'm assuming he still has the ability to. Most of the lords, once the sending system came around, they keep some sort of device on hand to send messages. I've never seen him use it before. I'm just guessing he might have one, because most other lords, in my understanding, from the temples.
So I'm really curious. This lord, the people seem to like him. You seem to like him. Mm-hmm. Good things to say about him. But it seems like he did fuck all about these ghosts.
Well, he kind of stops and kind of thinks for a minute about it. He did encourage me to write to the temple and ask for aid, and he wasn't negligent, but it's not expertise to deal with ghosts.
But is it not his duty to protect the citizens? He has guards up there on the walls. My brother and I saw him just the other night. Should they not have been out here patrolling? I know that you protect the houses, but
perhaps he should have written himself. He is the lord after all.
Yeah, it's more his duty than yours, I would imagine. And if he's got one of these sending stones,
And his sister came through after it started, or his cousin came through after it started. And she went down to the city on territory and didn't do anything.
He says,
it's like they don't look cow.
He says, you're not from here.
No, but I know what it is to lead people. And if my people ever subject to something like this, I would let it be handled by somebody else. But maybe that's my problem, I care too much.
I care for the small folk.
I feel you.
Yeah. It is something I will admit that I do think he could have done more for. But he is the lord of the land, and I have to deal with him. And he is his fields, and the people who live here are under his rule, including me to an extent, even though I have some freedom from the church. But I do agree with you, and I think it was an oversight on his part that I will speak to him about. But lords, I don't think, are usually the same type of rulers that we're used to.
Doesn't make any sense. Rulers are rulers. You're a good one or you're not.
Well, when you're born with what you have and you don't ever have to prove yourself for it, it's easier to What?
Of course.
I'm saying Lord Aeris needs to check his male privilege.
Well, I don't know about the rest of you, but like, I will be talking to the guildmaster. I won't say so for him.
Yeah.
But I will be talking to the guildmaster to get his take on this. It seems negligent, even for ministers right on his doorstep.
You all right, brother?
Well, he's not here today. Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. You're
not
there.
Fuck yourself.
There's a lie.
But he was here when this was happening.
Yeah.
On the road again.
I would say, yeah.
On the road again.
After our, discussion with Neri, we hit the road.
Yeah. And then we had that discussion of talking to the guild leader about how Black.
So what are you guys doing on the way back?
Looking for the bandit camp.
Where?
Okay.
Sure. So once we get to that point.
Perception checks.
Natural point.
Holy smokes.
18.
No.
22.
Yeah.
22.
63.
20.
So.
20. 20. 22. 20. 22. 22. All right. You all do fabulous. It takes you a bit of searching, though. Like, it takes you probably a few hours and stuff, but you are finally able to uncover this lair where it's actually quite clever. It looked like it was a hillside, and then the grass part just kind of is like a fake cover, and then it opens up to like a sort of underground like cave in this hill, but it's not really a straight up cave. And there's actually some like other horses and stuff down there in the park. And there is 3 days of supplies for seven, beddings, playing cards, papers.
Ooh. Ooh. What do the papers say? Okay.
And you find 600 gold.
Nice.
Put that in the party fund. Is everyone okay with that?
Yep.
And you said cart. How many horses?
There's just one cart in there right now, and there's like two horses.
It's actually a wagon. It's the one wagon that they had for sale.
Right. definitely take the cart into horses.
Oh, yeah.
And if you guys want, because we're at the end of session, you're all level 4 now. Congratulations.
Woo! Woo!
Light seems to be shining on the party as they return to Feyen. They found the bandits' lair and many of their treasures. The ghosts appear to be gone from Meyerfield. But the journey home is not over yet. Will they make it back safe? Or are there other dangers lurking on the road? Find out next time on Guardians of Fahal.